The first and best victory is to conquer self. Welcome to the Conqueror Approach, a journey of self-mastery. To cultivate our mind, body, spirit, financial literacy, and allow our light to shine upon the world. Brought to you by me, your host, U.S. Navy submarine veteran and entrepreneur, Musa Mikel. Let's conquer. Welcome back to the Conqueror Approach. I appreciate you for tuning in, and I wanted to sincerely thank you for your support. And because of your support, the Conqueror Approach has reached 31 countries and counting. So thank you for your reviews, your subscriptions, your shares with friends and family. It really does make a difference extending the message. So please continue so we can reach more people, more countries. Today, I want to talk about the most destructive way of thinking, I believe, and that is victim mentality and the solution to break free from that. And before we jump into that, I want to give you a quote that I heard recently by Joel Osteen. And he said, "You cannot speak defeat and expect victory. You cannot speak defeat and expect victory." I think that's so true in our lives. And a lot of instances and a lot of circumstances cause us to find fault in something or blame something, and we're always speaking defeat about ourselves and our circumstances. We cannot expect victory in that consciousness, that level of thinking, that mentality. And before I get into victim mentality, I want to make a distinction and explain the context of what I mean when I say victim, because I'm not talking about victims who truly had their choice taken away in something horrific. I'm not talking about that, because there's truly victims. When your choice is taken away and something badly has been done to you, yes, you're a victim. I'm talking about victim consciousness in the context of our mindset. Our mindset. So where we're setting our mind, what we're thinking of, and what we're focusing on. That's the big piece, what we focus on. And when we focus on victim behaviors versus responsible behaviors and ownership, we tend to create the same results and to keep us stuck. So choosing the victim mindset and being a victim and the victim mentality idea prevents us from getting what we deserve and what we're capable of. And I'll go into that a little bit more, because victim mentality keeps us stuck in the same cycle of life. We keep giving our power away to somebody, something, some circumstance, something that's happened to us, oftentimes something that's in the past that continues to affect our decisions in the present and future. So why do we continue to make these decisions about being a victim? So there are inherently benefits to being a victim. Now, I talk about it in more of a negative way, I suppose. However, there are positives to it. There's victims. There's things we get. There's payoffs we get from thinking this way. Like, one of them is attention. Some of the times we get the most attention is when we're telling our victim story, or how hard something is, or how bad we got it, or whatever the case is. And we usually dramatize it and maybe over-exaggerate it a bit to get somebody's attention or to feel sorry or sympathy for us. Another thing is to justify where we're at, justify what we've created and our results, to keep the expectations low, to keep our standards the same. And why would we do that? Because that keeps us without the need to change. That keeps us in our comfort zone. That keeps us from needing to change the way we think, or the way we behave, or the way we act, and the way we speak, and the habits that we have. We stay in that comfort zone. But the biggest thing that drives this is the need to be right. Anytime we operate from a victim mindset, we need to be right. And I say we because I struggle with this too. Victim mindset keeps that person right, but what else does it do? It keeps the other person wrong. So what costs do people pay for always needing to be right? First of all, the cost is relationships. That's a huge one, because we're social creatures. We need relationships. We operate this way, and the better the relationships we have in our lives, usually the better our lives are, the more happy we are, the more at peace we are. However, if the other person in the relationship, whether it's a significant other or a partnership or a friendship, if they always feel wrong in your presence, that's going to do some serious damage to that relationship. Another cost to that is our happiness. It is our peace of mind. Those are huge costs to this. There's huge costs we're paying. And to me, I think the worst one is our dreams. I truly believe we will not achieve our dreams or achieve what we're truly capable of and achieving our potential when we get ourselves stuck in victim mentality, blaming, shaming, justifying, because again, that gives all of our power away. All our power to make new choices and to make better results at the end. The way we have to look at it is we produced our results. Just like a movie director or producer, we won't be able to get mad at how the scene played out, because at the end of the day, we produced that and we continue to shift. There's many times a director reshoots a scene, countless times. A 30-second scene could be shot for a whole day. Why? Because he wants to produce the end result that he knows is possible, or she knows that's possible. They're not going to settle for mediocrity if they're a great director. Ask Steven Spielberg if he settled for a mediocre scene. And that's not how greatness is produced. Steven Spielberg would have to take responsibility and ownership of that scene and say, I want a better result. I have to push a better result and lead that result to happen, and not just blame, the result was bad because I have mediocre actors or a bad hairstylist or whatever the case is. No, ownership is what creates that better result. So, solutions. What's the solution to being a victim? And I'll give it to you in a couple ways. The biggest solution is shifting from, it's someone else's fault, it's something happened, it's the government, it's the president, it's the school, it's the system, it's all these things, which are true. There's a lot of corruption, a lot of issues going on. I'm not negating that. And I'm not negating any of the trauma or issues that someone has dealt with. Those are real and those really affect you. However, if there's no action to change, if there's no responsible change, the ability to respond, that's what responsible means, responsible, the ability to respond. If there's no responsibility taken to change the circumstance and the results that someone produces, you're going to get stuck in that cycle. You're going to keep producing those results. And it reminds me of something Einstein said, where you cannot solve your problems with the same level of thinking you were at when you created them. You cannot solve the problems you created by thinking the same way. By thinking, that just happened, or I'm just this way, or I'm this way, I'm stupid, I'm not enough, it was somebody else, it was my mom's fault, it was this person's fault, it was my business partner's fault, it was my girlfriend's fault. No, that will always keep you stuck and attracting the same thing in your life. The only time it'll change is if you take complete responsibility, and that's the solution. Complete responsibility, saying, I created this and I have the power to choose. Because as soon as you blame everything else that's out of your control, once you give that all your power, you become powerless in the ability to change that. Now stop blaming others, stop blaming circumstances. Every time you do that, you give your power away, your power to create a new reality, and you keep rewriting the same experiences that you have instead of turning the page and writing something new, something that you want that's going to get you closer, that serves you to getting closer to your dreams and your goals, because you keep giving your power away each time and saying, I did something here. That's the reflection question. What choices did I make that contributed to this? What choices did I make that contributed to this? You start getting that question flowing. You start getting some answers of what you can do better. Give yourself some feedback. You can also ask the other person that you're blaming, like, what could I have done better? Or what could I have done to help you not do this or not cause me pain or not make the decisions you made? What could I have done to help this? What could I have done to support you? Those are some key questions. Now, taking responsibility gives you the power. Again, I want to remind you that being responsible gives you the power to choose a different outcome and a different result. Don't get stuck blaming and shaming and justifying, because that gives your power away. And when you give all your power away, you give up your dreams, your happiness, your peace of mind, and your life. And don't do that. And I want to leave you with one thing before I'm done here, and that's a book by Tim Story, a mentor of mine, The Miracle Mentality. And he goes into some great details of getting out of that mindset and shifting to a miracle mindset, a mindset that produces magic in your life instead of being stuck in mundane madness. So check it out, The Miracle Mentality. Thank you for tuning in. Much love. Musa Mikhail out. That is all for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you found any value in this episode, someone you know will also. Please share, subscribe, leave a rating and review so we can reach more people, have a farther ripple, and a larger impact. Stay grateful. I appreciate you. And remember, you are a conqueror.